together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The views expressed on Art Star Scene Radio do not necessarily reflect the views of Radio Free Brooklyn. Also, this show is intended for mature audiences only.
Can I say something? The views may not reflect my views either. We got that clear?
Okay.
Right up front?
Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to be my views either, you know, and I also wanted to come up with...
What?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, no, I understand. Like, yeah. The views and thoughts and opinions are not reflecting the rest. You know, that, like, the small, you know, radio, and then, like, I also want...
One more time, Lucille?
Just, like... What I'm saying is, like, all right, so, like, just because, like, you say it doesn't mean, like, that you mean, you know what I mean? Like, you just say things, something, you know, like, nobody necessarily means, and they're just, like, whatever, you mean. It's like, but, like, I meant it then, but it didn't look necessarily
this
mean.
This is so crazy.
Okay.
This is
she's
so
right,
crazy.
You know. She's right, you know.
Just so mature.
She's right, you know.
She.
Art?
She's so crazy.
Art. Star. Star. Scene. Radio. Radio. On.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio is Richie Cohen.
I'm Face Dick.
And Dwayne I never pronounce your last name right. Tragus.
Face Ass.
Also, Fake Lucille.
Yeah, I'm high. It's almost like, you know, it's just like whatever, you know. Like, thank you.
I love Lucille.
Yeah, I mean,
that's my girlfriend.
Like, you know, I feel like a lot of people.
She's right, though.
She's not very intelligible.
Right. No, she's right. She's right.
Also, Frankie, but we don't have a mic for him. So,
hey, Frank.
Frankie.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? What's up?
Yeah, Frankie was my co-host earlier today.
Really?
Yeah. Greg is in Georgia.
But things are good with you and Greg again?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're fine.
All right.
I think Lucille is the personification of cunnilingus.
Yeah, maybe that actually doesn't...
That's how I feel it would speak if it could, so, if it could speak.
So true. I think she was like knowing that, you know?
She's right, you know.
She really is.
She's a little louder. You're unintelligible.
You know, I know. It's hard to be like, it's like hard to, you know, like I want to scream, but like I don't want to be, I guess I should do it loud. Didn't like feel like I'm going to make sense, you know, of what I'm saying.
She's right.
she's always right.
Run for president.
I mean, why not?
Here at Art Star Student Radio, we like to play the ass party game. Anytime we say ass, take a sip. Or a puff of something. Maybe you don't do any alcohol or drugs. Maybe your thing is ordering a really, really large dildo off the internet.
Did this last week.
Yeah, but add too big that you don't think you can handle it, but then you do.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your thing.
Yeah, this is...
That feels
if
good.
Anyone's
that
curious, it's also his Thursday night.
On a Thursday night.
Yeah, this was his Thursday.
So anytime we say ass, take a sip, or...
Are you sitting pretty?
Get out the Crisco.
We say asshole, take two sips, or...
Put your whole hand in your butt just to get it ready.
If we say ass fuck, three sips, or...
Take the dildo you didn't think you could take and find out you're a bigger butt slut than you thought.
Nice.
Have you ever seen anyone do that?
Like What's that?
The way they bend over and their own fist goes up there.
Yeah, we had a guest who's
you had someone,
famous for this.
Oh. Did he do it for you here?
No, sadly, he did not.
No, he did not.
But he was doing a show where he was sitting on a parking cone.
Oh, yeah.
At the box.
Yeah.
I feel like if I were to try to do that, I would like rip my rotator cuff again.
Yeah, I think it would hurt my muscles because sometimes when I wipe, I'm like, ow.
Yeah, that's enough. I mean, that's enough. Too much. That's enough. Okay, that's enough.
You need to stretch.
Reach back.
Yes, I do.
Also, if you say the secret word, you win a prize. This week's prize.
Oh my God, I want it so bad.
Evil unicorn porn.
Oh, God.
Inflatable for cats.
Wait a minute. You know what
scat
I brought?
Porn gagging.
But I left outside.
What?
The gift from last time.
What?
So you can do more of your ad libs.
Oh, the golden, oh my God.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we have a show chock full of enough things.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, yes, that was all things. We had scheduled.
Bring back stuff from old shows and redo them.
Oh my God! Tell me what the secret word is. Cunnilingus. Donnilingus.
What?
Ew, I don't know.
Donnilingus.
Dingleberry.
Yeah, it sounds awful. Sometimes he throws in some Trump things. Monica's dress. That's timely. They're now calling.
That's very timely.
No. They're calling Stormy Daniels' dress a Monica Lewinsky dress.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
Why did she have cum on it too?
I think that's the thing. She says that there's a little bit of Donald.
I think they should call it an Amy Fisher dress.
Did she have? Like, I know that she shot someone in the face.
Yeah,
but
a Fuko.
Yeah, but did
does that
she
name
have,
bring back a memory?
Oh, I mean, not no. for me because yeah, I wasn't I know, born yet.
You were born yet.
I did just Google it. I know what you're talking about.
You did just Google
the Long Island Lolita. Yeah. I'm a millennial. I'm
Joey
at the Google.
Fuko. There was a
Google
time when every stand-up comic in New York was doing Joey Buttafuoco.
That was
their
punchline.
Every single one.
Buttafuoco. Yeah.
Like, oh, my
that
God.
Was the
that was the punchline. Yeah.
So I went to the store the other day. You know how it is when you're online at the bank. Buttafuoco.
Exactly. That's it.
Though. We all laugh.
She's right, you know.
Still good.
You know, she's right.
So much funnier than with the way they used to do it.
I did steal a little bit of Andrew Dice Clay. He does say, you know how it is when you're waiting in line at the bank. Oh my God. But you were saying, what did she have something with his genetic material on it?
Oh no, I just think it's such a tired old thing that we need to bring it back.
You know what I want to bring back? Bobbit.
Bobbit, that was the
other one.
That
was
the same era.
Yes, Bobbit and Buttafuoco.
I just Googled it.
Was that where the dick was found in a field?
Yes. Is that what inspired Detachable Penis?
I think.
Oh yeah,
no,
he did porn.
No, Detachable was before that.
Wait a minute, were they able to save it? I can't remember.
Yes, he did porn.
He did a video.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, they gave him something. I heard it was weird. You gotta look it up.
I didn't suck it.
I'm on safe search. I need to take off safe search. Yeah.
Wow, I wonder if it got hard and everything afterward.
I think you can get a pump. Liberace had a pump.
Yeah. Oh, he did? I didn't know that either. Well, you Google Queen. What do you
have?
Liberace had a pump.
Yeah, that's the story. I mean, even in the movie where where Matt Damon plays his...
The lover.
Yeah, smash. Yeah, there was a reference to it. He's like, we've already had sex. How is it still up? And he's like, oh, I got a pump. Or whatever. Something about a pump or something.
Is that your Paul Lynde?
That was my really bad Liberace. As played by, Michael Douglas? Was it
Michael Douglas?
Douglas
did it?
You sounded more like it was played by Charles Nelson Reilly.
I don't know how it is.
Do you know who that is?
Is it MASH or did he have big glasses?
Big glasses.
Match game.
Okay. By MASH, I mean MASH game. The match game.
Yes. Yeah, your tongue got stuck.
Yeah, is he the one with the scars?
She's right, you know.
Did he have a lot of scars?
Yeah, I told him.
I mean, all the scars. And he's like, oh, it's just funny answers.
Drunken fag, yeah. Exactly.
Could he say that then? Would he say that?
Would he say what? Drunken fag?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I don't think you could say that, right?
No. Yeah,
you could only say it on TV or in movies if you meant it in a bad way.
Right, exactly. And the person ended up dead with their throat slit or
Archie
something.
Bunker could say it.
So that ties in nicely. Okay, so last week.
All right, we have a show to do.
It's all right.
We're just catching up.
Exactly.
She's right, you know.
So last week, and I'm so glad you guys are here.
Buttafuoco.
We need the applause button.
You get a sampler.
About a week and a half ago, this guy, not even to my face, who says this to my girlfriend, he calls me gay as an insult.
Oh.
To my girlfriend.
Jesus.
And we got a lot of material out of that last week. What are you doing on your phone?
That hurt,
I'm
right?
I'm looking
that
up really John hurt. Bobbitt's penis. I'm sorry. I need to know.
If it was pumped or if it could.
I need to know if it looked like the Michael Jackson penis. was allegedly a Barbara Pole stripe down Michael Jackson's penis.
Yeah, the vitiligo stripe.
Yes.
I'd like to call it the Barbara Pole, but yes, the vitiligo stripe. So I want to know if he had a Barbara Pole or a little popsicle stand.
Catherine?
Yeah?
That's so gay.
I am pretty happy about it, yeah.
He also calls, I forgot to mention this, he refers to women as broads.
Oh, I like that.
I like broads. I like that. And dames. Yeah, we got a bunch of dames.
These dames over here.
These dames here.
Listen to these two broads. They're thirsty.
I'm just pretty sure he thinks it's 1955.
Exactly. Clearly.
Because he doesn't know what's going on at all. Or he also believes that he's retired. But he never really worked.
Well, that works.
Well, that works. Yeah.
It's nice work if you can get it.
That's right, Fred.
Here, look at this picture. Faceboy, trust me, you'll hate it. Just grab this picture and tell them how you feel about it.
Let's look at pictures on the radio.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'll tell everybody what it is, but you have to experience it.
Okay.
Warning, it's terrible.
Wait, is that the...
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to hear.
It's like it's like an acetylamine. Remember acetylamines? Yeah.
It is an
It's very interesting it's that he was uncut.
Uncircumcised, yes. And
it's hefty.
It's not. It is. It's a nice piece. I have to say, I didn't picture it looking this... delectable.
Yeah, I don't think that's Bobbitt. I think that's just a dick in a bag.
Oh, that's a dick in a bag.
Yeah, I think that doesn't even look like an evidence bag. That looks like a Ziploc.
No, right.
Yeah.
This is someone else's dick in a bag in a seal-a-meal. Honey, if it looks like that, I'd eat it. Because it's only going to get bigger from there. I mean, that's with no blood in it. No, I haven't found Bobbitt. But
there's a lot of spongy tissue there.
Yeah, but when you go John Bobbitt penis, that's what comes up. I'm going to put cock. I think that'll get me to porn.
Is that
right?
Going to get you a bigger...
I hope a bigger selection of bigger dicks.
Yeah, a bigger piece.
That's what I would think.
So, my reaction...
Poor face boy.
To being He's right, you know. Gay as an insult.
Oh, okay. Well, let's bring that back.
I'm just going to keep going with it.
Whose show do you think this is?
Come on. Was to just get a ridiculously large-sized dildo.
I'll show and you how gay I am.
And we spent $130 on a really nice harness from the leather man.
Oh, wow.
And when we got it, the O-ring, I was like, I don't think that O-ring is big enough. And they're like, it's pretty big. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't know what I ordered. So we got a bigger O-ring. Just take a guess what the girth of this thing is.
9?
Girth, around.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 around.
They said it like...
Yeah.
Champ.
Jesus.
Wow. No, they said it in the same time. Almost.
7. Okay. That was my first guess.
They called you a little bitch. No, they called you.
I was going to say 7, but I thought, well, you know, that's amateur time.
Yeah. Clearly. Yeah.
Jesus.
Dwayne is the traffic cone type of guy.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm very impressed.
With the daintiest of beeholes.
Yes. Thank you. I think of that every time I do my, you know.
Every time you shove a fist in your own ass right. And then sit on a parking cone and then open it with your fist.
All right. What is the girth?
7.
Oh, it was 7.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was
7.
Yeah. 7.
Okay.
Which is unimpressive 7.
That's really, no, that's impressive.
Yeah. Thank to me. You. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's.
Thank you. I mean, when you said 9, I was like, damn it.
So this is a porn, and I think that is John Bobbitt's Nabbit.
Wait.
It looks part Hobbit.
What is there, two broads licking it?
Yeah, two broads
a couple
licking
of dames.
The dick, right?
Got a couple of dames
Doesn't
over here.
Even
couple
look
of
hard. Broads. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, he's not getting hard because he's gay.
Two broads slapping his lap.
He's a gay. Freaking gay. So she was going to go to Massachusetts, but she changed her mind about that. And she's like, why should I buy the harness now? Why should we buy the harness now? You're going to have other girls in here fucking you. Aren't you? Is that why you want it now? Can you do it in her voice?
Wait, why do you want to get it now? Like, are you going to be fucking other girls while I'm away? Like, why do you need to do that? Like, when I come back?
So later in the day,
said... Oh, she's nice. I like her.
Oh, Lucille's wonderful.
So
later in the day, I said... If you think this is controlling or something you're not into, tell me. But if you think it's something romantic and something you'd be into, tell me. And she goes, okay, what is it? And I said, let's be butt monogamous. I'll be the only person going in your butt. And you'll be the only person going in my butt. Okay. Should we ask those
you
guys
stupid.
To quiet down?
I mean,
it's funny. Yes.
That
yeah,
is
I mean,
really,
it's getting to
getting
be
on my nerves.
Be nice, though, because we're all at. No, don't
slide,
do that.
Slide.
Slide it. If it's not going, stop. That's going to happen. It's going to happen one day.
So we're poly, but we're butt monogamous.
You both agreed.
Yeah.
You're on track.
Yes.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, you know why he's stupid? Yeah. He's the only one who's putting things in his butt. He's the only one who lost anything in the deal.
But wait a minute. Okay, you're butt monogamous, but you can put objects if you desire.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That doesn't count.
No.
Okay. It's people only.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, but what I'm saying is if he's the one who prefers anal and she really only does it with you already, you stupid.
Wait.
That's what I'm saying.
You are giving up.
Lucille's right, you know.
Yeah.
Black cock?
Yes.
She's that good.
She's that good? Oh.
But what is she giving up? Nothing. You needed someone to help you with the negotiations on that one. You stupid.
Well, we can always renegotiate if it's not working out.
Well, it's going to work out. Everybody's going to be just fine.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
She's not going to have a problem with it. Oh, my God, that's funny.
I'm on board with this.
Yeah, no, you're right, you know. Yeah. He's right, you know.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm right, you know.
I'm glad you are.
Yeah, it wouldn't work for us, though. It wouldn't work for us.
No, of course not. I mean, it wouldn't.
Well.
So okay. Ron Jeremy is in this porno. I'm trying to find his dick.
What is it? You're still looking. Okay.
I'm watching the John Bobbitt porn.
That's him?
You're watching the whole
thing?
Yeah,
that's him fucking. But like, they don't show his dick that much.
How young he is there.
Yeah.
I mean,
how young he is there.
How Jewish that is, I said.
Aye.
That's what it looks like when he comes. It's webby.
He's a baby.
It's a baby.
It looks like mayo.
Oh yeah. It is thick, but not much.
That's Ron Who's Jeremy. The long?
Of course, Ron Jeremy. Right.
Yeah, I mean, imagine.
Wait, he's totally dressed. Oh no, he's not. That's okay. He should have stayed dressed.
Yeah, he's just wearing a shirt.
He's covering the tummy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
He's covering the tummy, showing the cack. It's what Ron Jeremy's famous for.
He's not very like.
Wouldn't it be
movable.
Funny if while you're showing that to us, we all just started jerking off?
Yes. It would
be amazing. I have been hitting myself with this.
Really?
Over and over. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are your balls regular size?
I guess this is called masturbating. They are. You know, okay. I thought about
pumping it up.
Not pumping.
You have to pump it up.
Inflating.
Yeah.
What is it? No.
Saline.
Infusing. Yes. Infusing. Yeah.
Infused balls.
But you know, when it's cold, everything's smaller, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I guess that would be more space to just more parts of you to be cold.
Yeah, well, it's just like, you know, it's not as loose the skin, so it has to work a little harder to grow. If you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying.
I mean, I know from my own balls.
Right. Yeah. You know, when it's warm, they're low, and they're you know that skin is pliable. When it's cold, everything's up there tight. Yeah, you know.
I know that from the beach, and it was the weirdest thing I discovered. Just being on the beach, a nude beach in Greece, everybody's naked,
okay.
And you would just see like the Salvador Dali. Testicles.
Right.
Like, they were just like widened. Like all the little wrinkles were out. And I'm just like, what is this egg? Like, why is this like that? And you'd see the same balls in the water and be like,
right.
I also, because everybody's naked, I saw like someone's father, like under the water with like flippers on. And he like swam up, but you could see the way the waves and ripples hit a human body.
Yeah.
And I got to see like ripples on his big naked body. And I'm like, this is so weird.
Oh, wait, did you have goggles on? You were looking underwater?
Yeah, we were with masks. We were snorkeling. Okay. We were like naked snorkeling, but not in a weird way. Just like an everybody's naked, who cares kind of way.
Right.
And then I just saw like all the like, have you ever seen that? Like when somebody's like going really fast from like the bottom of the ocean to the top, like the ripples.
Well, only like, you know, in the movie The Deep, you know, where.
Okay. Yeah. So imagine it like that, but naked with like this weird little dick thing happening.
Okay.
Because it's cold. It was very odd. That's like one of those images burned into my brain that I'll never get out.
Well, it's like, yeah, when you're on a nude beach, you know, you look at somebody, I mean, you look at a guy, and the balls are probably the most prominent thing because they are so
splayed
and opened up. Like, yeah, it's like the rose is off the bloom. The bloom is off the rose.
This
whatever
is your
it
brain.
Is.
This is your brain on drugs.
Dwayne's brain is frightening.
The rose is off the bloom.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I know rosebud for other things, and it's never good.
Dainty.
Yeah.
I went on your Facebook page, the Dick and Dwayne Facebook page, to see what you guys were up to. It's 90% Dawn.
Yes.
Your cat.
You can tell we're not up to
anything.
Almost
all of your posts are pictures of your cat. She has her own page.
I know.
Oh my God. How have I not seen this?
We're obsessed. We're beyond, what is it before obsessed? devoted.
Okay.
Okay.
Helicopter parent. No, we're like it's dawn 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, it is clearly
because last night, and she insists on going out into the hallway of our apartment building every night, and we can't say no. So I'm sitting out there last night, like, Dwayne, I can't keep my eyes open. I have to, but she wants to sit out here because we don't let her go by herself. We have to supervise. So like.
Well, what it all comes down to, we don't get out much anymore.
Unless the cat forces you out.
Right, to the hall. That's about it.
So what does Dawn do? I mean, because it's like that's where I'm at. That's
right, the material exactly. You know?
I was aware.
What's her daily routine?
What's her daily routine is sucking her paw.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's a paw sucker.
She's a paw sucker. She will start doing that at any moment, and it feels great. It feels good for her.
Okay.
Aww. Yeah.
That's so cute.
And she's a loud purrer. So that's what she's doing, lady. Purring, nice. Sucking, you know, the rumble.
We're sitting here talking cat
I know,
stories.
Like old cat ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you gave me to work with.
Yeah, that's all you gave me to work with. Wait a minute. There has to be something.
Oh, yeah. There's one thing.
Okay. Yeah.
That was that you wrote something about...
so sad.
Dawn?
No, something about the black party... is saying no illicit behavior. Isn't that what the black party
that's what
was
it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Illicit behavior?
Yeah, but I think it's a lot of kids now. So maybe they just want them to, I don't know, watch cartoons.
Well, it's the whole, let's get permission before we even look at you, let alone touch you or do something,
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a safe
space. Backroom sex is like, you just go for it because it's a back room and it's black and you just do it. Now, now they need contracts and they got to talk beforehand. They got to make sure, are we all comfortable on this? Or, that's part of it.
I wouldn't expect it to reach the gay community because I feel like you guys have no gatekeepers.
No, because we got an invitation to a sex party, and it was hilarious. The list of rules and regulations, and if someone looks at you
and you feel uncomfortable,
you must let them know.
And that person will be escorted out.
You must go inform a security person.
Is there a problem, because they make someone uncomfortable?
No, it was so bad that if you feel uncomfortable because someone's looking at you, it's like what's that rule that law in Florida? Stand your ground. It's almost like that. Okay, I can kill you because you're looking at me. So, but instead of killing, they're escorting them out of the room.
I'll get kicked out of the party because you looked at me.
It's
even beyond touching now.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They're wrong,
He's right,
Well, Lucille, you're from that generation. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I just think like it's like there's a contract, like you have it, right? But it's like you change your mind, right? And then you have it, and it's like I just think that like hurts more than it helps.
Okay, she is right. No joking, she's right. It does hurt more than it helps.
Oh, and you're also. There was the lengthy list of rules. It also said you're supposed to ask someone before you speak to them which pronoun they prefer.
Oh, fuck that. That's right.
Like, formally at a sex party, you would just go up and start doing something. But now you have to say, excuse me, is it they, she, he? Which one do you prefer? I don't want to say the wrong one.
I just wouldn't want that to be the first question for someone asks me.
Yeah, I think it's a good. It could be a relevant question.
Yeah,
but
it's
not
a good question, but not the first
not
one.
Not the first one.
And that's how? And at a sex party?
Like, I'd like to have my own conversations.
Why are people even talking?
Right.
Exactly. The talking kills it anyway. Regardless.
This is not what I've known of the gay community.
No, I mean the talking is supposed to be verbally abusive. And this is anti that completely. Right. So what's the fun? I mean, if you can't say, you fucking cocksucker, suck my dick, you fag. What's the purpose?
That's the purpose.
And I have to say, would they like to suck my cock?
I don't like suck my cock. You're out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You've upset me with your terminology.
Yes, exactly.
I know, like what? You go to a location that people go there to fuck. You make eye contact and then you both walk in a direction.
Exactly.
That boom, done.
That's what I've known of how the gay courting.
No, but now it's no illicit behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, the black party of all places, no illicit behavior. I mean, that's got to be
true. Oh, my God. I really want to see all the places that used to be cruising spots. See if there's signs.
Oh, they're glass towers
They're glass towers now.
See, so I did pick a good time to just fucking get pegged with a strap on and not deal with men anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
This
You're
is
You're always ahead of the
John
curve.
Buffett.
Thank you.
Who is
he,
that?
Are we back? Can't really get hard.
Who is that him?
Yeah.
You found him in his
I've
real
been
dick?
Watching.
This is post-removal and
this
reattachment?
And it seems like he just can't get hard.
Yeah. Well, she's not enjoying
recent.
Herself. She looks like...
I
is
know.
That more
recent?
Bored.
I mean, it's definitely post, you know.
She's all about fixing her hair. She's bored.
Well, she's bored because he's not even hard.
Right, yeah. Wait, oh, it is. No, he's not. He's not.
Yeah,
it's
see,
mush.
It's like
it's
this weird...
Yeah.
She's just kind of jumping on it.
It's porn. She's supposed to fake it.
She's faking it, but she's also fixing her hair.
Are those his balls or were they
I don't know.
Implants?
I don't know if those are before or after factory.
Right.
Add-ons.
Now, could you see if you could find if Buttafuoco did porn?
Okay.
I need to know.
Buttafuoco.
Which one?
Which one? What?
The husband of the wife.
Oh, Mary Jo. Yeah,
Mary Jo.
Oh, you thought Mary Jo.
Oh,
no.
I don't think so.
I don't think
no
so.
Way. No way.
No way. Why would
Joey might have.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he would have done porn before her.
What year is
Amy.
This again?
We're in the 90s.
The 90s, right?
Joey Buttafuoco caught on tape, pornhub.com.
Does it count if it was caught on tape?
Caught up? Well.
I know, this is a porn. Oh, God. Oh.
What are we looking at?
I'd rather the detached penis than this.
I don't know, I'm seeing the
How
new.
Many things do you want to refer to that our listeners
right, exactly.
can't see?
Yeah.
I think we've reached that limit.
I had a mime on my show.
She's ruining the show,
week.
You know.
I had a mime on my show last week. A mime on
a
radio
show.
That's really brilliant.
Hey, everybody, look at this.
You can't see
She's
it.
A smart girl.
She did storytelling, physical storytelling. It was completely physical. We had to describe what she was doing out there. So let's show you about a few close balls.
Okay, that's it. We're done. We're done referencing things that people can't see.
Put your phone away. Busted.
You really are a millennial.
Yeah.
Put your phone away.
Put the phone away.
Put your phone away for the next half hour.
Okay. I need it in 3 minutes for the song.
What'd she need?
It's true.
All right.
See, we will never let Dawn have a phone. That's our rule.
The cat can't have a
phone. All right, so we brought it all the way around back to there. Boom, we're done. Okay.
My
nice boy, what's next?
Go outside.
Okay, I wanted to know what you guys thought about this.
What?
Do you want it to?
I'm seeing more and more of this on Craigslist ads. M for M. Men seeking men.
Yeah.
Straight. Like they say they're straight. I'm a straight guy. I just looking for some guy to suck my dick, but I'm straight.
Yeah.
The hell is that?
Trump's America.
It's a lie. Well, I think a lot of people on those ads, it's all fantasy anyway.
Yeah, there
so
is a lot.
They're going for that straight guy fantasy, which is never, ever real because... You're not straight.
You're
if
not
you
straight.
Want. You're
sucked by a guy.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You might be bi.
You might be bi. Exactly.
But you're not straight.
No.
You're not a straight guy.
No.
Does
Stop
he mean
it.
He wants someone in the closet so they can bro out in the closet together?
Sometimes.
Because I've dated straight guys that I'm pretty sure, that was air quotes, that I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like the dick. What? A child?
Well, I guess they'd rather
a
say
child.
Straight guy wants his dick sucked rather than. Hi, I'm a closet queen, and I want my dick sucked. I guess they feel
yeah,
that
closet
kind of sexy.
Yeah, closet queen sounds so gay.
Yeah.
I'm just not gay enough to go down on that man. Yeah.
M for M, straight. Looking for a guy to fuck me in the ass.
Yeah.
But I'm a straight guy.
Yeah, you
I'm
will find that. You're right. Yeah. I mean, that's like...
Yeah, you will find that. Yeah.
Buttafuoco. No, what is it?
Oh. Bobbit.
No, wait, no. It's Buttafuoco. It that's the... Yeah.
Buttafuoco.
Yeah, no, I definitely dated a guy that I think was fucking his boss. But straight, like straight. So straight.
Now, was
that
it to get
ahead? If he said anything, not straight, he would get mad.
Was it to get ahead?
Probably to give and get ahead.
What if you go?
Also from Clay. That was also Andrew Dice Clay. Relevant around the same time.
Yeah, hickory dickory dock. Your mouth's around my cock. Yeah.
The clock stuck. Struck two, I dropped my goo. I dropped the bitch on the next block. Oh, what a whore. Smoke.
John Mulaney, who played Martin Crane on the series Frasier, has passed away.
That's right.
Can you ask those guys again?
Tell them to shut the fuck up.
Is there going to be a race riot?
Whoa, he know. Why? There's going to be a bunch of races, marathons.
So he has passed away. So this week's top 10 list. Top 10 Frasier episode titles that could be porn. This is how we honor them. Maybe just hold it up to the mic.
Just give me the thing that's right there that somebody should have put back.
The thing that someone should have
put back. That right there.
That's the thing that somebody should have put back. Oh, there's the end of the thing that somebody should have put back. Now she's inserting the thing that somebody should have put back.
Putting it in.
You feel it?
It's the male into the female.
Yeah. The male.
You guys know how we play this game?
Yeah. I brought my own female.
Try to figure out what type of porn it is. Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes you come up, especially Dwayne, with some pretty interesting scenarios that I never would have thought of.
Pretty interesting.
I learned so much about Dwayne from this game.
I know, right?
It's kind of a Rorschach.
It is.
A Rorschach.
We learn a lot about what people are thinking.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
One person, everything was child pornography. I'm not going to say who it was, but I am putting it out there. Like, a lot of things were weird.
Yeah, there was a little too much of that.
Yeah. Like, no one else is seeing it.
Here we go.
Oh.
You know?
Number 10. When a man loves two women.
Duh.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Oh, that's just, it's right there.
That's,
it's,
I know.
In your face.
I know.
That's, that's a man and two little girls.
Whoa. Oh. And a dog.
Number 9. The love you fake.
Oh, that's what we just saw with John Bobbitt.
But that's your thing. That's your thing with, I'm a straight man and I want a guy to suck my dick.
Right.
That's the love you fake.
Very good.
Yeah, my beard. I'm faking it.
Number 8. The ski lodge.
Oh, skiing.
Party and play.
Yeah, it is, exactly. Party and play. Cocaine fueled sex.
Yeah, this has come up before.
All
there
night.
Was another episode on another thing that was the ski lodge.
See, I'm just picturing, you know, like 70s style key party or something like that. At a ski
with
lodge.
Cocaine. And there's got to be
cocaine.
Yeah.
Bottom of the line. Bottom of the line.
Ski lodge. Why wouldn't they just call it water ski?
At the end of the day, there's got to be cocaine.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Number 7. Don Juan in Hell.
Oh my God, there's so many like really butt stuff.
Well, somebody,
but, like, a pleasant butt stuff. Like,
well, I get
though.
Somebody dresses up as Ricky Ricardo and gets fucked.
Don Juan.
Ricky Ricardo.
Because he.
That was,
that was the
Hollywood
film he did in I Love Lucy. It's
really?
The,
oh my God.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's perfect. Lots of butt stuff on Ricky Ricardo.
Number 6. Beat it up.
Nope.
Damn it. That was fake. I throw in some fake ones. She always does them.
He doesn't even try sometimes.
Number 6. Caught in the act.
Okay. Cams.
Cams?
I
figure it's somebody who just wants to do sex in public.
Yeah. I like that.
With a child?
With a child.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, guys. You asked.
Nothing.
You're the one who asked.
They do it in Alabama, so let's, you know, it's Alabama style.
Alabama?
I wish we had a sample board.
Number 5. Miss Right Now.
Miss Right Now.
Drag queen.
Miss Right Now.
Ooh, I like that.
That's the good. Drag queen. Drag queen getting it right now.
Yeah.
By a line of men and women.
I'm a miss right now.
Training nonstop, 24 hours right now.
And children.
And then we throw in the kids.
Yeah. He's right, you know.
And throw in the kids.
Yeah.
Number 4, Niles sucks the big one.
Come on.
Oh, no,
I didn't even try. Didn't even try on that one.
No, I've seen that episode.
It was on Pornhub.
And he sucks the big one. That's it. Okay.
But a few go.
Yeah. But a few go.
Number 4, beware of the Greeks.
Butt stuff.
Okay.
I've said that about everything so far.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Can you expand your horizons?
Cocaine and butt stuff.
Cocaine.
No, that's where the cum is so thick it's like Greek yogurt.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that's what it is.
That's what John Bobbitt had.
Yeah, it was.
This one's obvious. Number 3, head game.
Oh.
Okay.
Face fucking.
But wait.
Yeah.
Okay. But
and that's fucking with their heads.
There has to be a scenario leading up to this face fucking. Like,
no one said face fucking.
Done in a restaurant.
Like, I just want to start there. No one said face fucking with head game. That was just you right there. If there's going to be head, there's got to be face fucking.
But it's in a restaurant. A crowded restaurant on a Saturday night.
Is that the game?
That's the game. And Greek yogurt is served.
Oh, Dwayne.
But if you go.
Oh,
Dwayne.
But if you go.
Get him off the stage.
Number 2. sleeping with the enemy.
Ooh, spies.
Spies. I just thought it was like a hate fuck.
I like hate fuck.
Oh, you know what? Hate fuck is good. Hate fuck is good.
When you don't like your children, and so you hate fuck them.
Yep. Bring the kids along. Family fun.
We're going to get letters.
Candyman, number two. Candyman.
Is it Candyman, number two?
No.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Sex with Sammy Davis Jr.'s cadaver.
And kids.
The number one episode title that could be porn, and I almost don't want to hear what you guys think. The Adventures of Bad Boy and Dirty Girl.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
That's the show.
Is that real?
This show.
Oh, yeah.
It is, right.
The Adventures of Bad Boy.
That's Art Star Scene Radio.
Exactly.
That's the name of this episode. The Adventures of Bad Boy.
That's us.
Yeah. That is this episode. Name.
No, it's us.
Okay.
It's happening right now.
It's every episode. Wow.
Here's the one that didn't quite make the list. Don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
Yes.
Get even.
Like, oh, no.
Oh.
You guys get mad.
Oh.
Like, why was that on the list?
Get mad. Oh.
That was it.
And Frasier makes three. Kissing Cousin. That's the way Motherload.
Motherload.
Love Stinks. I got the boogie Hot Pursuit. It's gotta come out of me. Three Valentines. Odd Man Out. Act like you're too that's cool it. For this, but deep down inside, you're a fool. Folks, if you like what you're listening to and you want to support Freeform Radio.
Even if you don't like what you're listening to.
Alabama! You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama!
We always have to say Alabama! That way, because of Tom Hanks. One more time, please.
Oh, all right. Let me go back.
Play it again.
Damn it.
Fugo!
This fucking machine.
If you like what you're listening to, you
should go I do. Home.
Greenbow, Alabama. You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
If you like what you're listening to.
And even if you don't.
You should go home
to Alabama.
What is it from?
Forrest Gump.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And you want to support Freeform Radio? If you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to sponsor the show, and I'm putting my low voice on because, you know, that helps.
Yeah.
That helps get sponsors.
Yeah. It's sexy.
If you want to sponsor the show, go to rfb.nyc/.
Yes!
Now you're ruining it.
I know.
You just ruined
it. I'm such a ruiner.
You destroyed it. You got to start all over.
All right.
That's rfb.nyc/.
Yes.
Nice.
When you speak in that voice, I want to fuck you so hard.
Aww.
Yeah, of course.
It is hot, you know.
Yes, my low voice is pretty good.
Yeah. It's really good.
I know.
Can you say nasty things?
I can say some nasty things.
Speak to me in Spanish.
I got a pretty fucking big dick, I'll tell you that right now.
Who cares? I just want the hole. I don't care about your dick.
Believe it or not, my hole's still tight.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're straight.
This is the most manly I've ever heard you. And I've known you for a long time.
That was mean.
It's true.
I don't think I've really broken out the low voice.
No,
I haven't.
How low?
I've never heard the low voice.
You haven't heard the low voice before.
You could have called and pranked me with this voice.
Probably could have.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
My low voice is pretty damn good. Yeah.
You need maybe a whiskey.
Oh, I got some whiskey right here.
It's watered down, though.
It's good. It's nice.
Will you stop? You're ruining everything.
I am.
You're
wrong,
you know.
It is watered down. It's true. The truth ruins everything, not me. Find a better truth.
Although, in a way, it sort of does sound a bit like a menopausal woman.
Or like a drag queen at the end of the night.
At the end of the night.
No, it doesn't. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think so.
Absolutely
my
not.
My low voice is damn good.
See, saying that voice, someone open a window, it's hot.
Someone open a window, it's hot in here.
Does that sound menopausal?
No.
Because that's something a menopausal woman would say.
Yes, it is. You're mean.
Yes.
You are so mean.
It's true.
Stop with the true. Just because it's true, you don't have to say it.
True. He's right, you know.
He's right, you know.
read about this woman this week. Her name is Mistress Velvet.
Ooh.
Okay, she's an African-American dominatrix.
Yeah.
Most of her clients are wealthy, white, cisgendered males. She, as part of her dominatrix, she makes them read literature on
feminism. Specifically black.
And black feminism. Yeah. And this has resulted in some of her slaves actually going out and doing good for the black female community.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I only read the headline.
Oh, you read about this?
You found it on my page. So you find all the news, but I never read it.
You share stuff without reading it.
Yeah.
You do. All of it. Oh, yeah. I read the headline.
Yeah. Oh, you are a headline whore. That's, you know how bad that is?
I know. I'm the worst. I'm the reason the election went the way it did.
Yeah.
I'm the problem.
You are.
Those Russians got paid. I didn't. No, I'm a monster. But I didn't know that they did some good for the community. That didn't make it into the headline.
It sounds like a good documentary. No, of course that didn't make it.
No. It would have been a better time. I might have read it.
Well, it kind of works. You know, you find the stories.
Yeah.
I read them.
Yeah.
I read them.
You read the things that she...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to comment without having read it.
I know. And then I read the comments. I'm like, maybe I should read this.
No, just read the comments. That's enough. Yeah. Okay.
Time for a hint for the secret word prize.
I like your comment. What were you going to say?
You're an idiot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep.
For the inflatable evil unicorn horn for cats.
It's so cute.
Here's your hint. Your hint is inflatable.
Inflatable dildo.
Dildo.
Butt plug.
It's a doll.
Love doll.
Testicles.
Anal.
Close.
Balls. Saline and infused. Nuts.
Inflatable penis. Inflatable
I'm
balls.
Close.
Inflatable. Testicles.
Testicles was close.
Testicles.
Testes.
Perineum. What's that?
Inflatable. Inflatable. Oh, Liberace's dick. Pump.
Fuck. It's not saline. It's not ejaculation. It's not pumping.
Testicle. No, testicle was close.
Silicone. Testicle is close. Silicone has nothing to do with testicles.
Castration.
As far as I know.
My favorite topic.
Castrato. Balls.
Bulls. Cattle.
Ejaculation.
Semen.
Cum.
Nope.
Vas deferens.
Nope.
Breast implants.
Vas deferens.
Dick implants, ball implants.
Prostate.
Nope. And I know
seminal vesicles.
I know that.
Oh, seminal vesicle.
Wow, very Dwayne. Good. Points for trying.
Dwayne, thank you. Dwayne turns me on when he uses big words. Okay. Always.
Take a seminal vesicle.
Seminal vesicle.
It's like a.
What were you going to say?
I'm just listening to you guys.
How dare you? Like,
pisslet.
No, testicle
is close.
But the testicle is close to the pisslet. It almost sits on top of it.
Ball sack. Sack. How about sack?
Nope.
No.
Skin.
Sick.
Hair.
Torsion.
Ah, torsion. Wow,
that's when your testicle twists and the circulation cuts off and they have to
kill itself.
Remove,
so they have to put it.
Was, okay.
Okay.
And it's extremely painful.
It's not that.
A kick in the balls.
Scrotum. Scrotum.
Okay, I'm going to give you another hint, and this is going to give it away. So be ready.
Well, wait. Okay.
Be ready. Be ready. Okay. Whoever's first starts with a G.
G spot. Gonads.
Gonads!
Frankie, that's yours. Gonads.
Nice work.
Kitty.
I wouldn't have
Why, thank you.
I wouldn't have, yeah. How did we miss that? It's so easy.
See, I was going to say Gentile, but I guess that wouldn't have won, right?
No, a genital is close.
Oh, see, now that you know, gonad. Wait,
what was your thing? Inflatable?
Yes, because he inflates his testicles.
Inflatable gonads. And of course, testicles was close. We're not going for other words for testicles. We're going everywhere else.
Well, we took some trips that were fun for us. some of those words were for us to just say them. Damn.
Okay, what do you think of Lady Doritos?
Oh,
God.
Oh, boy.
I,
Did you see the videos of women eating like ladies, and they're just like shoving in their face like, fuck
no,
you.
I didn't see it.
It's
no,
good. Yeah. I shared it. I watched it.
Good. No, I mean, that's just so a that's stupid marketing new scheme.
That's going on. Lady Doritos.
Yeah.
It's so dumb because right now, how is that delicate. A thing?
I know.
How
of is all, that a thing? Of all times now. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
You know Marlboro Reds were women cigarettes, right? They were
I didn't
red.
Know that. I thought Virginia Slims.
Those, yeah, those
and
are
Capri's.
Ladies cigarettes. Yeah, because you got little small lady fingers.
And Pall Mall. Give me a pack of Pall Mall.
Lucky Strike.
Yeah. Filterless.
Why? Because the red had the filter. Is that why?
So it was a red filter. So
you know how Lucky Strike got its name?
How?
This is very interesting.
I thought it was bowling, but no.
Huh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It had to do with...
the Great Strike of 1812.
No, it had to do with when you're at war and you light a cigarette, that can show the enemy where you are.
Oh, so don't do a three.
So they developed a cigarette that lights faster than other cigarettes. So it's a lucky strike.
And this
so
is
you
coming.
Light three on one.
This is coming out of what war? The big one, WW2 or number one?
I'm going to say one.
Okay,
but I'm not sure.
No, you're probably right.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I've seen like some guy was like mad because somebody was trying to light a third thing, and it's like, don't light a third. It's like, why? Because apparently the one is to identify the target. The second one is to lock the target, and then the third one is to shoot. Yeah. So that's the lucky strike thing. With the third, the three match.
Well, wait a minute. That's an unlucky strike.
No. That's the opposite. That's what lucky strike is avoiding.
Oh, okay.
The third.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Marlboros were red because of cigarette lipstick stains.
Oh,
they're unsightly lipstick stains.
Oh,
you know,
that's
like
why
a whore.
The color of the
lipstick stains of a whore. Like apparently, you were supposed to have lipstick stains on your cigarette.
Yeah, because
so they're
only
red.
Right, because lipstick were worn by only women who sucked dick.
Yeah, clearly loose women.
Yeah, easy.
Girls who smoke poke.
My favorite lipstick when I wore was Lancome Matte Crimson.
Yeah?
It was the best. Yes.
Wait, you used to wear lipstick?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Did you do full drag?
No.
I want to see pictures of me in the lipstick, but I want to see pictures of you in the lipstick. I've seen her penis.
We both wore makeup for a few years in the 80s.
It was
androgynous.
Everybody was androgynous in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We wore skorts. We wore skorts. A couple of times wearing skorts. A couple of bras.
Look at these two bras.
Here's a picture of her like really happy by my cock.
She is really happy by me. Very cute.
very cute.
She's very cute.
That's true.
Yours looks like a dildo. Do you know that?
Yeah, it's really
cool. It's like, you know,
You think so?
There you go.
Yeah.
Good looking dick.
Nice skin.
Thank you.
Oh, I'd suck it.
Yes.
Oh, it's like the perfect shape.
Thank you.
You're proud of it, aren't you? You should be. Yes.
For years I was not happy with.
Why?
I don't know, because I have body dysmorphic disorder.
Oh, well, yeah, I think everyone does it.
Everything is fair
about some
cock.
That's really fantastic.
Let me see.
It's gorgeous.
You weren't even looking at her.
He just enlarged, like, she is now out of the picture.
You saw her. Right. Yeah,
I already saw her.
Complimented her. She's cute, yeah, but the dick is what we're interested in.
Oh, my God. Let me see. That's so funny. Karen, do you want to see?
She's so
happy. She does look really happy.
Yeah, yeah, happy, happy. Okay, now make the dick big.
No, it's really, it looks like a dildo, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's like really, it's like
just
thick and like a beautiful.
That's what I thought it was.
She just like focused on the wall. Like, I don't want to see either. I'm like, I don't need the smile.
She wants that in her bedroom too.
Yeah. I accidentally pressed something and there were some crazy pictures in your roll.
You think I don't know?
I want to see the other ones. What's going on in there?
I'm not sure you do.
Some people didn't survive that cabin trip.
Yeah, I'm not sure you... No, you... Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
Yeah. I like accidentally pressed something and then all of a sudden it's gone. I'm like, click. Oh my God, you pretty boys. Oh my. Are you wearing white makeup?
I asked to see this like...
I think so, yeah.
Was it like 20 minutes ago when I was like, let's stop having visuals.
Right.
That's all we've done.
The whole fucking show.
Wait, I want to see a picture of everybody's cat. Amazing. You guys, you look so different in every picture I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? That was fun. We used to change our look almost daily.
This is so crazy.
What are you seeing now? Seeing
every, all of it. Oh. I'm still, no, I'm not scrolling.
This is crazy. You can actually do that?
Oh my
God. Wait, what
God.
Is that? You're putting that there? Wait,
I love it. Yeah, when your lipstick.
So recently I remembered something really, really ballsy I did in junior high school. I had bought a new pipe for smoking marijuana.
Not crack.
No, for smoking no. marijuana.
Could one smoke crack in this device should they feel so inclined?
I don't know because
it's not glass.
Don't know anything
Continue.
About it.
Okay.
Crack, really.
This is like that TV show. I'm sorry. We interrupted okay. so many times.
Who's chair?
Were you
is
asked
so
the questions
creaky.
To the person? There's like three people
okay,
asking the questions.
So.
What is that?
Oh, it's not the match game. I thought it was that one.
No. That's Dumb Dora. You know, Dumb Dora is so dumb. Okay, go ahead.
How dumb is she?
I was very proud of my purchase. I had saved up for it. And, you know, I showed some of my friends in school. Well, somebody snitched and went to the dean. And so the dean came up to me and said, did you bring a pipe to school? And I said, yeah. Because I hadn't smoked anything out of it yet.
Yeah, it was
so
new.
There was,
it was
absolutely
yeah.
nothing illegal right. about me having it. He goes, can I see it? I said, sure. Really ballsy kid. This is junior high school. And so he takes it and he goes, I'm confiscating this. And I said, you can't do that.
Yeah. I saved up for this.
Yeah. And so he said, absolutely, I can. You cannot have paraphernalia at the school. And I said, show me the rule. And he's like,
wow, good for you.
Yeah. And so, but he doesn't back down. I go to the police.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that is ballsy. Okay.
You are very
gonadzy. You're gonadzy. Yeah,
very
gonadzy.
Yes.
I went to the cops. The police station was like two blocks away from the school. And,
oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah, I went to the fucking cops.
You're like one of those guys on Cops. He didn't pay me for the blowjob.
I paid her in meth.
I can't help you with any part of this transaction.
So the police they call him and they said this kid is right. You can't do that.
That's, this kid.
You, good for you.
But, by law, you stole his property,
yeah.
and which was not illegal for him to have, and you got to give it back. So the next day, he claimed that it was lost. So he had to pay me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you upcharge him?
No, I don't think so.
He's so bad at negotiation. Stupid.
Did you have to present proof of purchase, like, or did you just tell him the
cost? I didn't have a receipt, but I told.
Neither
I
did Whitney Houston.
It was something like five. It was like Whitney. $5, oh. and this is five like yeah. $1978 dollars.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's a lot for a kid.
How much was it?
$5, 1978.
I would have told him it was 20. You're an idiot.
Eight.
28.
That could have still
eight,
bought
just
you.
Eight.
That could have still bought you a nice album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a nice pipe to smoke drugs and listen to music with.
So know your rights.
So wait a
folks.
Minute. Did you get a new one with your $5?
Damn right.
Oh, okay.
Same one.
Oh, you got the same one.
Same yeah.
you
type.
You loved it so much.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
I wish I knew that when they took my whip. I had a beautiful black whip.
When what happened?
I think it was for a costume I had it. And they're like, you're not allowed to have this. Because it was a weapon. But it's not a weapon. It's a piece of costume.
Well, that happened to me
what,
too.
They took it from you?
Yeah.
And they didn't give it back at the end of the
no.
day?
No.
They stole your property?
Yeah.
Yeah, the courts.
And my water gun.
Wait. Dwayne went to do jury yeah. duty and they took his gun and they wouldn't give
gun.
It back to him.
Yeah.
Dicks.
Yeah.
It was a
yeah.
toy gun.
Oh.
It was in my backpack.
But it was like a vintage, very kind of valuable
yeah.
toy gun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I want it back. Can I get it back?
They stole your property.
They stole my yeah. property. That's not right. Wait a minute.
How long ago?
Not bad.
Can you get it back? 25 years later? I think you have a case.
Yeah, 25
yeah.
years.
There's no statute of limitations. It's still there.
Don't they hold these things for you when you're leaving court? You get to pick it up
yeah.
again?
No, it's been on eBay and gone already.
Oh, probably.
My friends could not fucking believe that I went to the police.
Yeah, I can't believe it. You're yeah. very...
One of your
yeah.
friends isn't a friend.
But and you know what? You knew you were right.
Yeah. Yeah, and the dean like never fucked with me at all after that.
Good,
like hardly at all.
Good.
Yeah, because he could have been a dick and really gave you a hard time for the remainder of your stay.
You had a dean?
What's this dean? What's this dean thing? What is
we
it?
We didn't have deans in our junior high. Principal.
Yeah. What the hell is a dean? That's college, isn't it?
We had two
deans.
What school was this?
Double deans.
Junior high school.
Another porn. Double deans.
Double.
Junior high school 104. 104. And I remember right before graduation, one of the teachers came up to me and I was with four friends, and she said, you know, all four of you are really smart, but because of your marijuana smoking, you're never going to go anywhere in life. Now those four people.
This is when the violin starts.
People were me. Adam Smyre, who's a lawyer and a black belt in karate and just came out with a novel that is getting great reviews. Norman Spiller, who basically runs all the concessions for Times Square. He's like the middleman, supplier, big job. And the fourth person was Robert Downey Jr.
Well, I guess she was right.
Potheads. And what has she gone on to do?
She was right, you know.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that fucking funny?
I do like that like concessions is such a stoner thing to build an empire on. Like,
yeah, really? We need more GGBs and we need more GGBs. So Reese's. Yes, Reese's. Everywhere Reese's.
This is awesome.
Did I say GGBs?
Just get extra GGBs just in case I forgot something.
We have
this
3 minutes
play
left.
Would be better with candy.
Where can we find
candy.
You?
Cock.
Where can we find you? And what are your different things that you're working on right now?
I've got a lot of things going on. Tomorrow you can check out Satanic Bingo.
See, you sound like a drag queen when you do your deep voice.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm a lady. I'm a husky.
What is Satanic Bingo?
Well, it's wonderful. It's bingo, but Satan hosts. there's also tarot. There's a tarot reader reading tarot.
Tarot.
Yeah. There's a
Why you sound so Midwest?
Why you
have a proprietor?
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Happening out there.
Some tea and some tarot.
Some tea and some A. You know, some tarot and some S.
Oh my God!
And then there is there's also some sideshow.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
What's the sideshow? Is it?
It is like Oddfellow.
Okay.
We have Oddfellow tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know what I'll be doing. I've never seen him before. I usually do have Jack Sullivan, but for this one particular week, he wasn't available, which made me very sad because I love Jack Sullivan. But I like this guy already. He's my friend Anea's roommate and a really good sideshow performer.
Catherine, you have so many buckles and zippers on your clothing, I can't take it.
So many buckles and zippers.
You could really be...
Hoisted. I think it's supposed to look like a straight jacket.
Okay.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yes, okay.
It's got that look.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
But I like the D rings because you could be hoisted.
Well, I like the D rings. We're all a fan of the D rings.
Things.
Well, Dick and Dwayne can be found
cuddling their cat.
Yeah, with the cat.
Yes, in our hallway.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
in the hallway with the cat.
Yes, watching the cat.
Obviously, we're not doing anything.
Well, thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you.
That's it. We got a minute left.
Oh,
Thank you, Dick.
Thank you, Dick.
Where did the time thank go? You. Thank you, Evan. Thank you all.
Thank you, co-host.
Thank you, co-host.
Thank you, Frankie.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Frankie. We heard your laughter in the background. That much we heard.
And winning the prize.
And the prize. Yeah, he doesn't say anything, but he gets the prize.
To be fair, Frankie screams go Neds every hour.
Thank you, fake Lucille.
Yeah, I was thinking, next you see me back, I'll come back looking. You know, just... Let me know ahead of time so that I can plan for it, you know?
She's right, you know.
And thank you, Face Boys, big, luscious, beautiful cock.
It really is a sight to see.
You
people have no idea.
I never pictured it that
Those
way.
Of you out there who are listening, you
I
have
can't
no
believe you haven't
idea.
Seen it.
No.
No.
He's
no,
such
you,
a hooah.
You
I haven't seen
no,
it.
No, you haven't. Haven't. No, you never did.
How did you never fuck?
You're so shy.
Because you're white.
All right, bye, everybody.